This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Miles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Mike Willingham. He's the executive director of the Sebring Airport. And Mike, it's been quite a week here for you. Why don't you give us a rundown on what you faced like a week ago when the hurricane hit and what's been going on since?
Sure. We, my wife and I spent the night, this Sunday night, the hurricane in the at the airport in the Airside Center, and it was quite a wild ride. About 1 o'clock in the morning, maybe 1:30 a.m., the roof membrane separated from the deck and started doing a kind of a roller coaster type thing up and down, and slamming back on the deck. It sounded like a semi hitting the roof every 15 or 20 seconds. I am not really sure how fast or how hard the wind was blowing. It was at least 100, 120 miles an hour. We suffered fairly extensive damage. In surveying the aftermath, the Airside Center lost its roof, has to be totally replaced. Two of our commercial hangars lost their roofs, and they have to be replaced as well. What we call Building 60 suffered extensive roof damage, and that roof has to be replaced. The T hangars suffered extensive damage. Well, they suffered damage. The doors are back on. They're usable. We're installing temporary roofing on the commercial hangars, so they'll be usable next week and serve the roof. The temporary roof will serve until we are able to replace everything with a permanent solution. The grounds have almost been cleaned up, but we have had a wild week. I've been on airport for 6 days, 24/7.
Okay, well, what about Sport Aviation Expo? Are we on track for that? And is everything going to be finished by the time that rolls around? Because it's not really that far away.
We're going to have the best 2018 Expo that's ever been. Absolutely, positively, without equivocation, Expo will go on.
Okay, so what's been the biggest challenge to overcome in cleaning up after this? I mean, the whole state is kind of reeling from it. What was the hardest thing for you to get going?
Well, I think the hardest part was the pre-planning for the event. I went through the 2004 hurricanes where we had three in a row, and that taught us, our team, a great lesson that you have to be prepared. So when we were pretty sure that we were going to get hit either directly or indirectly by Irma, we had a plan in place, and we called our disaster recovery team. We called our site civil contractor that had pre-positioned backhoes and all kinds of heavy equipment trucks to be ready to go right after the storm. So when on Tuesday morning, after the storm subsided, we had about 40 people on site, a trained disaster recovery team that not only knew how to button up buildings, but to recover from water intrusion. We had a contractor on site that was cleaning up the grounds. And if you were to look at the airport today, we were back in business the next day. The grounds are almost cleaned up, and we are moving forward with plans for complete restoration, new roofs, and all the things that we have to do. But we were thank goodness prepared because of our past experience.
All right. Well, good luck to you in the coming weeks and months. And it's been Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.